listening to Breakaway on WGTS 91.9.
If we're truly honest with ourselves and with one another, we have this faith, but we still kind of, but we doubt, and we don't believe fully because we're humans. And I think sometimes in those times, we need that encouragement from, you know, something as simple as a song that's just saying, hey, just cry out to him.
But he's our designer. He knows what we need. And he knows that love and forgiveness can absolutely heal and transform any situation.
There's always another springtime around the corner. You may be in the worst winter of your life, but with God, there's always a springtime still on the horizon. And sometimes you just have to hold on to get through the end of winter because you know if you hold on long enough and trust in God long enough, he'll bring a springtime that changes everything.
Today on Breakaway.
God has a distinct path for us. Psalm 32:8 says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. Psalm 62:5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him.
It's time for Breakaway on WGTS 91.9.
Good morning and welcome to Breakaway. I'm Claude Jennings. Glad you're able to listen in this morning. We're able to share some time together. And thank you so much for listening to WGTS 91.9. To contact Breakaway, feel free to send us an email. The email address is breakaway@WGTS919.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. The Twitter handle is Claude J Radio. Joining us this morning on Breakaway is Cheryl Martin, author of Distinctly You, Trading Comparison and Competition for Freedom and Fulfillment. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us on Breakaway.
Thanks for having me, Claude.
So before we jump into the book and some of the principles and topics that we can dig out, for those who may not be familiar with you, just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I had the privilege of being a news anchor and host on the national cable network, Black Entertainment Television. For more than 10 years, I hosted the Sunday news analysis show called Lead Story. I also anchored and I did documentaries and primetime specials.
Oh, wow. So media is something that you've done.
Yes, and I love.
Right. Well, wonderful. So is this the first book that you've written or do you have more?
No, I wrote a book for singles called First Class Single, Rules for Dating and Waiting God's Way.
Wow. Awesome. And was that the only other book that you've written?
Right. This is my Distinctly You is my second book.
Great. So what was the inspiration behind Distinctly You?
Well, I wanted to share my own journey, my own God story, the things that God had taught me over the years. This book was almost a lifetime in the making, and I realized over the years the different principles God had taught me. I believe that what I learned and what I experienced, other women were especially struggling with, and so I decided to be very transparent about my own struggle, because what I've come to understand, Claude, is a person may appear and look to be very successful, but many times they're dealing with internal struggles and doubts. And this is what this book deals with.
Wow. It's interesting when you say that, because if there's one thing we're really good at doing, we as people, is looking like everything's okay. You know, we like to dress it up. We like to, you know, make sure that things look presentable. And even when you look online at certain social media pages and things like that, we like to make life seem as though it's excellent and great when we really are dealing with a lot of things behind the curtain, if you will. Why do you think we do that so much, and why are we so hesitant to really kind of pull back and open up and let people know, you know what, everything's not great?
Well, I believe you touched on it. There is this persona. Everyone wants to be a success, and what I say is I've never heard anyone say my greatest dream in life is to be mediocre.
Right.
You know, right. I just want to be average.
Right.
Every person inside of us is this desire to stand out and to be exceptional. And there is nothing wrong with that.
Right.
God put that desire in us. But almost from the very beginning, from childhood, we begin to look around and start comparing ourselves with other people. Mm-hmm. And so it's very easy for us to begin to feel less than. She's more beautiful. Why can't I look like her? Her hair is great. Look at her beauty. Look at her figure. And so there is this dialogue coming that we begin to compare ourselves. I remember that started for me as a child.
Wow. And it's interesting, like, where does that come from? Because it seems like it's natural, almost instinctively.
No one teaches you how to do it.
Right.
No one taught me. And one of the things I mention in the book, I am privileged to have 6 older brothers, mm-hmm. 1 younger. I was only maybe a couple of years old when I began to compare myself with my brother, who was 4 years older than me.
Wow.
We looked nothing alike.
Yeah.
He was considered cute and adorable, very, very fair complexion. Some mm-hmm. would say maybe he looked Hispanic. I was very, very dark and plain.
Yeah.
And early on, I began to think, well, how come I didn't come out looking like him?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I never articulated this to anyone. I was already having this dialogue in my mind probably before age 5.
Wow. Wow. And that's kind of an eye-opener for parents who may be listening. You know, you have young kids, 4, 5, 6, 7. They may be thinking about these things. And how do you address that?
I believe parents can do a great job at the very beginning. Number one, try not to compare the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
When parents say, why aren't you more like your brother? Why aren't you more like your sister? And here's another one. And Claude, this is why I never wanted a sister. People do this all the time, compare sisters.
Yeah.
Especially if one is more beautiful than the other, mm-hmm. or one maybe, let's say, is more talented or smarter. Parents will say, well, why can't you make the grades they made? Or let's say the temperament of one child is very easygoing and the second child is much more animated. The comparison, and you immediately, again, you may not say anything, but you internalize it. And I was so glad I didn't have another sister.
Right. Yeah, that would have just heightened the whole.
What if we just look totally different and there's this comparison?
Wow. Wow. You're listening to Breakaway. I'm Claude Jennings, speaking with Cheryl Martin, author of Distinctly You, Trading Comparison and Competition for Freedom and Fulfillment. So you talked about starting this at the age of 5. Did it continue on?
It continued. Mm-hmm. And for years, because we simply get better at masking it,
mm-hmm.
because what happens is we can even compare ourselves with other women in our careers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can look on television. For example, I'm a broadcast journalist, and I remember when I was in between jobs, let's say, I would look on television and look at another anchor and really notice her hairstyle, her delivery, her outfit.
Yeah.
And this is what the Lord said to me one day. It's okay, Cheryl, to admire someone else, but never diminish what I've given you. And he said, my assignment for you mm-hmm. is for you to concentrate and pull out of you everything I've given you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've given you something different, not to ever try to become that person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can admire them, but in that process, don't put yourself down or feel less than.
Wow. That's so powerful. In a kind of a different context, I was talking to a friend of mine who had a birthday dinner and was so upset about maybe 2 or 3 individuals who didn't come that it almost ruined the whole night. And what I was trying to explain to him was, you know, you're so focused on 2 or 3 people, it's like a slap in the face of the other 10 who were here, as if the whole thing was a waste because 2 or 3 people didn't come, even though there were plenty of people here to celebrate you and to be here for you and celebrate your birthday. And it's almost the same thing. You're so fixed on what you love about others that you don't take the time to appreciate and thank God for what he's given you.
That actually ties in the book. I identified actions and attitudes that will block our distinction.
Wow.
And I call them Distinctly You blockers.
Okay.
And then Distinctly You builders.
Nice.
One of the blockers is expectations.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
When you are fixated, your friend had an expectation that was not fulfilled. I'm expecting them to come. And what happens is a lot of people, a blocker is, I expected to be married by now.
Wow.
I expected to have children. Yeah. I didn't expect to deal with cancer. And that's a blocker. We spend time angry and unfulfilled. I didn't expect to be unemployed this long.
Right.
That blocks our distinction because we are not trusting that God has a distinct path for us.
Wow.
Psalm 32:8 says, I will guide you mm-hmm. along the best pathway for your life. Psalm 62:5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. And what I've had to do, and even in little areas, and I have found, Claude, that this works. For example, let's say I have a speaking engagement. What I used to do was spend a lot of time fantasizing about how it may be, so forth. What I have learned is nothing matches your fantasy.
Wow.
So what I've had to do is to train my mind not to think anything but on that I can control.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
I can only control my part of it. And you know what I have found? When I step into that space, many times it's more wonderful than I ever imagined because I'm not putting God in a box.
Right. Wow.
And it frees you to say, God was the one who determined who would be here. Mm-hmm. And so I rejoice.
Wow.
And we're going to have a great time.
Right.
But as soon as I start, and this is why I feel very strongly about this. I believe that too many Christ followers follow the culture in terms of write down all your goals,
mm-hmm.
visualize what you want your life to be, decide how many children you want, what time you want to get married. That's nice, but the only thing is that's not scriptural.
Right, right. And what oftentimes happens, you know, we say do that, and then we say and then pray about it, and God will give it to you.
Right.
Because that's what he's supposed to do. He's a vending machine. You put in the money or the work or whatever it is, and then hit the button on what you want, and then he'll give it to you.
Exactly. But when I read the scripture, it says God chooses.
Right. Wow.
God chose David. He was not there dreaming about it's on my goal list, bucket list, to be the king. How can I be the king?
Mm, wow.
God chose Esther. God made her beautiful,
mm-hmm.
Beauty queen beautiful, because she had to be beautiful to get the eye of the king to accomplish his purposes. That was their distinction. And so what I'm saying is, when a person focuses more on God, how have you made me distinct? It's not about me, but it's for me to accomplish your glory. When we begin to see all of life through that lens,
mm-hmm.
we are going to thrive in our uniqueness and experience a freedom and fulfillment that we've never experienced.
Wow, you're listening to Breakaway. I'm Claude Jennings, speaking with Cheryl Martin, author of Distinctly You. We're talking about the subtitle of the book, Trading Comparison and Competition for Freedom and Fulfillment. We talked about one blocker. What's another blocker to becoming, or at least acknowledging or knowing what's distinct about you?
This one is a big one. Letting others define you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Letting right. others define you. The Lord revealed this one to me just really briefly when I was a senior in high school, AP English. I had only made A's and one B in English, got to senior year, and my teacher said to me, you can't write, and I'm going to give you a C, and if you don't pull your grade up, you'll have to get out of this class. Her words immobilized me. We are taught to believe what adults tell us. I was paralyzed. Here is an adult telling me, you can't. What she told me, the power of death and life is in the tongue. I had dreams of going to one of the top universities. And when she said that to me, my dreams were dashed. I almost gave up. And what I say is, who have you allowed to define you negatively that you wake up every day rewinding that tape?
Mm-hmm.
You're not as smart as. Who do you think you are to start that business?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the money. You're not pretty. You're overweight. You'll never get married. And so our minds are filled with letting others define us.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, and this is why it's so important to walk on that path that God has for you. I accepted Christ as my Savior as a child. He used another adult who saw potential in me.
Mm-hmm.
I called the local Christian radio station in my community, and I was talking to the general manager.
Wow.
And he asked me to come in, and he was the man that God used to say, you should apply to Northwestern University.
Wow.
You should apply. And like every day, and I finally applied because he was encouraging me.
Mm-hmm.
A big blocker, when you dumb down your dreams and visions because the root of it is, you've allowed someone else to define you. What is the counter builder to that blocker?
Wow.
Let God define you. God created us.
Mm-hmm.
He is the only person who holds the right to define us. So what we have to do is take those negative plants, those negative seeds, and wake up every day and fill our minds with the Word of God. What does God say about me?
Yeah.
God says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God says I'm beautiful. God says I'm a woman or man of purpose.
Right.
God says I have great plans for you. I'm going with what God says.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if I don't have the money for it. If God has said, I've chosen you for this,
mm-hmm.
then God is obligated to walk alongside of you. And in the book, I tell my God story of how God opened all these doors for me, a little girl in the inner city of Houston.
Wow.
And right out of graduate school, my first job, I was hired by NBC News.
Wow. Wow. That's God opening doors.
Yes.
After someone else tried to define you. And what's interesting, too, is sometimes, you know, outsiders try to define us. Sometimes society tries to define what success is or what we should shoot for. But sometimes we adopt some of those things and we start to define ourselves based on that, too.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's a second blocker.
Wow.
Letting you define you.
Wow.
Letting you define you. Mm-hmm. That you look at yourself. And your own self-talk says, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And you know, a perfect example in the Bible is Gideon.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
The angel appeared to him and said, this is God's assignment for you. Moses was the same way. He immediately went inward, beginning to look at what I can't. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Letting you define you.
Wow. Wow.
What's the builder to that? Have a big view of God.
Wow.
Have a big view of God.
Now, so all these blockers, you've talked about an opposite builder. And so so in the book, you have these builders. What
yes.
are some builders?
One builder is limit your limitations.
Okay.
Limit. We all have limitations.
Right.
We all have flaws. Mm-hmm. You acknowledge them, but you say, how can I reduce this limitation?
Right.
You know, for example, when I was in college, one of the first things I did was to take a voice and articulation class. See, there are so many things we can do to improve.
Right.
I actually got braces on my teeth as a junior in college. You know what I said? I'm getting my teeth ready for TV.
Right, right.
They were crooked. I had an underbite.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I could do.
And that's stuff that you improve on the path after you accept, I'm going to go after this. And
exactly.
So many times we think that where we're going to, who we are at the end of the road is who we are when we start. And that's not, it's not, you know, as we go down that path, there are things that will happen to help develop us and to train us into what we ultimately will become.
We can always be better. And so rather than looking at what I don't have, in other words, I can't change my height, but I can change my weight.
Right, right.
I can work on my attitude to have a positive attitude.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I can make the best of the package God has given me.
Wow.
Even if a person has limited resources, it's not how much you make, it's what you do with what you make.
Absolutely.
So are you a good steward of what God has given you?
Wow. Wow, that's so powerful. You're listening to Breakaway. I'm Claude Jennings. We're speaking with Cheryl Martin, author of Distinctly You, Trading Comparison and Competition for Freedom and Fulfillment. It's so funny because when you were talking about Gideon, I started to think about Noah. And, you know, I was speaking with a friend of mine a couple months ago. And when you read the story, yeah, God tells him to build an ark. But the Bible doesn't say that Noah actually was a carpenter, knew how to build anything, ever built a boat before. God just asked him to do it and said, I'll give you the instructions. And that's kind of like what you're talking about now.
And he did it.
Yeah, and he was able to do it, you know, and because God called him to do it. He found favor with Noah and he equipped him to do the job that he called him to do.
I believe what has happened in our culture, Claude, we focus more on ourselves than on God. And one of the blockers is having a big view of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. pride,
right.
but having a small view of God. So when I esteem God as David did when he was going up against Goliath,
right.
that's why when we're waiting for God to open a big door, the best thing we can do. When David was out there with those sheep, he was very busy going deep in God,
yeah.
having a big view of how God was. That's why he was able to say, look, I have a history with God.
Right. Wow.
And I know I can go up against you because it's not about me. I am going in the strength of God. And that's why we need that confidence that if God has placed the dream in your heart, he is obligated to make sure it will be fulfilled. I knew that God had placed that dream in my heart as a child to be a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. And I watched God open every single door. He wanted that to be my distinction. My career was never about me and my ego.
Yeah.
So we must be distinct for his glory.
Wow, that is so powerful. And for someone who's listening to the show right now, and maybe they've been suffering with, you know, the comparison thing or competition for most of their life, you know, just and it's kind of weighing down on them. They always compare whether it's their kids to someone else's kids or their marriage to someone else's marriage or their career, their education, their parents to someone else. How can they begin to take those first steps? And they hear what you're saying. They want to live this free life. They want to live free from, because it's a burden, you know,
exactly.
And they want to live free from it. Could you encourage them right now if they're listening and they think, hey, that's good for you. That's good for Claude. That's good for other folks. But I just don't see how I can let that go.
Well, first of all, I know where they are because, as I said, I spent years doing that and no one else knew I was doing that because women are really good at that. Mm-hmm. First of all, acknowledge it. Confess it to God and say, God, I admit I have been consumed. I've been on somebody else's Facebook page, Twitter post, and their life appears wonderful, mm-hmm. and I don't know why I'm stuck. So first of all, admit it to God. Secondly, recognize someone else's greatness takes nothing from your distinction.
Wow.
You still have a distinction. It's important also to applaud other people in their success. I have done this. Mm-hmm. When there is another woman who does what I do and she does it better, I purposely, until I believe it, applaud her. I pray for her. I thank God for her gifting.
Wow.
And in doing that, I'm developing an attitude that says, we're on the same team. Mm-hmm. When I was a reporter here at Channel 4, I interviewed an 83-year-old championship swimmer. And I said, what is your goal as a swimmer? And you know what she said? She said, I swim against my own number. In other words, my goal is my personal best.
Wow.
So if you begin to focus on what do I bring to the table, and let me, not in competition with this other person, say, how has God gifted me? And I need to spend all of my energy developing my voice, my musical skills, my business. And I have discovered, Claude, that's a full-time job.
Yeah. No, you're right.
If I simply look at everything he's gifted me to do, if she's a parent, let me be the best parent. Let me be fully present with my children. Yeah. Because this is what God has called me to do. Also realize when you read scripturally, it says God is the one who has gifted us based on our ability.
Wow. Yeah.
Some people have one talent. Some people have two. Some people have five. You know what that means? He has given each one of us what we can handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you can juggle 10 balls, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
And he only expects you to do what he's given. He doesn't expect you to do 10. If he's given you two or one, he expects you to handle that one as best as you can.
Exactly. Right. And the parable of the talents exemplifies that because the one who had five and the one who had two, when they went out there and maximized it to their best, they got the same commendation.
Wow. Right.
Same commendation. So what you don't want to do is try to run a race you're not equipped to run. Aim your bullseye at somebody else's board or take their exit ramp and it won't get you to yours.
Wow.
You know why? Because when we stand before God, he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you?
Right, right.
Not what I gave someone else.
Wow, that's so powerful.
What did you do with the distinction I gave you? I didn't want you to look like her. Mm-hmm. I didn't want you to do what she did. I didn't want you to sing the song like she sang it. What did you do with what I placed in your hand?
Wow. And when someone finishes reading this book, cover to cover, what do you hope they pull away from?
I really hope, Claude, that they will sense the level of freedom that I've experienced as a result of walking this path, that they will thrive in their own uniqueness and genuinely applaud others for their path, but they are committed. I'm only interested in doing what God has called me to be for His glory, and that is enough.
Wow. Our guest this morning is Ben Sherrill Martin, author of Distinctly You, Trading Comparison and Competition for Freedom and Fulfillment. Sherrill, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Breakaway. Feel free to email the show. The email address is breakaway@WGTS919.com. You can follow me on Twitter. The Twitter handle is Claude J Radio. I'm Claude Jennings. Thank you so much for listening to Breakaway and WGTS 91.9.